This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. Sailor's knots, cocktail recipes, the sonnets of Shakespeare. These are just some of the many, many things you can now get delivered to your iPhone or iPod. One of the newest apps is something called Emotion Comic. Reporter Joel Rose has more.
Sparks is a hard-boiled superhero story set in the 1940s.
Every cop and super is looking for you, Sparks. Christ, I gotta ring somebody.
You want to hear me out first, pal?
Deal. Smoke?
You got a lot of tape in there? Because I got a lot of story.
Motion comics like Sparks fall somewhere in between animated cartoons and old-fashioned comic books. Each episode is about 7 minutes long. While a few elements move, a car here, a cigarette lighter there, most of the panel is static. It's the dialogue and sound effects that give Sparks the punch of animation. But at just a fraction of the cost.
Unlike a cartoon, which can take anywhere from, 3 months to 6 months to make, this is relatively quick. You can make these in 3 weeks.
Christopher Foligno is the writer of Sparks and the co-founder of a small indie press called Catastrophic Comics. Foligno says the company originally put out Sparks as a glossy comic book, but he says the costs were starting to add up.
We just got to the point where by the fourth issue, we had to stop and look around and go, you know what? This isn't quite working the way we want it to.
That's when Foligno and his partner William Catt decided to try Motion Comics instead. Catt has some experience in the superhero business, having starred as the greatest American hero on television. He says that experience came in handy as the executive producer of Sparks.
This is not Shakespeare. So actors come into the room when they look at the dialogue, they put their own handles on it. And you try and cast it well so the actors suit the characters that they're playing.
Catt and Foligno posted the first episode of Sparks on iTunes in January. They say it's the first motion comic specially designed for the iPhone and iTouch. Although they're not the only comic book publishers testing the waters.
Rorschach's Journal, October 12, 1985. Dog carcass in alley this morning.
Industry heavyweight DC Comics produced a series of motion comics based on The Watchmen, the beloved comic series that's also been adapted into a big-budget movie due out next month. This month, Marvel Comics announced it's planning to sell its own motion comics through iTunes. But many in the business are still skeptical.
It's novelty right now. It's something new. It's neat. And look, I can put it on my phone.
Bill Weaney manages Fat Jack's Comic Crypt, a store that's been selling comic books and graphic novels in Philadelphia for 30 years. He says the idea behind motion comics is not brand new.
When everything was coming out on CD-ROM, a couple companies experimented with putting comics on CD-ROM in this exact way, with small animations and voiceovers and things like that. And they were awkward. They were, you have to pop the disc in your drive and install some software, and it didn't really work.
But Christopher Foligno hopes this time will be different. The writer of Sparks says motion comics could make it easier for new talents to get noticed.
Any kid who's really good at Photoshop can go ahead and do this, and you're not going to need to rely on the traditional way to break into the comic books anymore. You're going to basically be able to go and put it on the iPhone.
And sooner or later, Bill Weaney says one of those Photoshop whiz kids will find a way to utilize the device itself in the storytelling.
Like with the iPhone, with the touch screen and motion sensitivity, how about a comic that takes advantage of that? So when you're moving through the story, you're using the touch screen to do something. That'll be different than just picking up a book and reading it.
Still, Weaney isn't worried that motion comics will replace the comic book anytime soon. But he'll be watching to see where they go next.
This city is afraid of me. I have seen its true face.
For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.